Well, good morning. It is 8:44 at WFIR. For a fourth year, the Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs teaming up with Whistler Plumbing and Air, Wheeler Media Solutions. It's Do Good Days. And that's going to be on March 25th and 26th when members of all three organizations give back to the local community. You can help decide where they will do good on those 2 days. Now, joining us live in studio this morning are Alexander Crutchfield, Vice President of the Rail Yard Dogs, and James Whistler, President of Whistler Plumbing and Air, also with us. Anchor, senior reporter G. Moreno in the WFIR studios. Alexandra, James, good morning. Good to see you again.
Good morning.
Good to have you all
good
here.
Good morning, Joey.
All right, let's see. As we get started, I guess, James, we'll start with you. How did Do Good Days actually get started, James? What was the motivation? And tell our listeners how it works.
Sure. So Whistler is committed to just being participating in the community, giving back. We love nonprofits. They do such a great work in the community. And engaging our team to be able to go out and serve in the community, give back, it's an exciting event for us. And so back several years ago, we started working with the Rail Yard Dogs, and we just partnered up, and it's been a great event. We've helped over, I think, 20 now.
Over 20, yeah, in 4 years.
So
20 nonprofits,
phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were saying before that this was sort of COVID-inspired, a COVID shutdown. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so back when COVID happened, we was looking to do something a little bit outside the box, and that's where it started. And we just, it was such a great event the first year, we decided that we was going to keep it rolling. So we're excited about this year and the nominations that come in.
And Alexandra, I know the 1 year that the Dogs elected not to play during the COVID shutdown, was this something you got involved with, Do Good Days?
It is, yeah. James and I had worked together for a few seasons at that point. And we, the staff, because we don't have players in town, but we were just looking for ways to make an impact in the community. And James had a similar thought, so we kind of partnered together on that. And then when hockey resumed, we were able to start taking players out as well.
Does Dan give them time off the ice if they go out and...
Hard practice in the morning, volunteer in the afternoon.
Okay. I thought it'd be a good incentive. I know that from talking to like Bob McGinn, principal, owner of the McGinn family, getting out into the community's always been a big thing for the Dogs. So this kind of fits right in, huh?
That's always been a part of our mission here. And the players are passionate about this. This is a unique opportunity. It kind of serves as a team building thing, which I think James would agree on. So we're really proud to do it, and I know our ownership feels the same way.
Mm. And talk about some of the things you guys have been doing over the last couple of years. Have you actually put on boots, Alexander? And
got I had work gloves on, didn't
yeah.
I, James?
Oh, really? Whoa.
Yeah.
We dress up and go to it, roll up our sleeves. We've cleaned things. We've painted things. We've put down mulch. We've worked with kids. We've hauled boxes and helped people move. Just been a number of things. So strong backs and rubber gloves.
Yeah, and I want to go off of that. So when we're looking for nominations, we're not necessarily looking for nonprofits that are looking for monetary donations. So we want people that need the fence painted or the room cleaned out or stuff taken to the dump, that kind of stuff, or mulching, like James said. So
right. And I know a lot of times, especially the smaller nonprofits around here, they don't have staff or the time or the money to do some of these little things. So the little bit of difference you can make during those days probably means a lot to these companies or
organizations.
Absolutely.
And I want to say also that, you know, obviously HVAC, electrical, plumbing, if they're a nonprofit that have those type of things, that fits in just perfectly with us, and we can have our staff involved in those simple tasks within their buildings and whatever it may be.
What's the benefit, James, about getting your Whistler people out there to do something like this?
I think that leaders lead, and we have a lot of leaders in our organization that love to give back and get involved with, you know, the community. And it makes your day when you're able to go out and to help someone and make a difference. And lots of these nonprofits simply they need that little small thing, and it goes a long way, and that impact is huge. So our team members being able to be engaged in that, they see that and they feel that.
Well, we're talking with Alexander Crutchfield for the Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs and James Whistler. Whistler Plumbing and Air. Talk about how the people can get involved, the public can get involved in helping decide who you're going to take care of on those 2 days.
Absolutely. So we have a website. It's dogooddays.com, and it'll explain a little bit more what we're looking for on there, but there's also a form. So if you know a nonprofit in the area that could use a helping hand, go ahead and nominate them. James, myself, and a few more of the members of our organizations come together and select where we can do the most good after that. We'll select those organizations, contact them, and schedule them for March 25th and 26th, like Joey mentioned earlier.
And how many organizations during that two-day period can you typically get involved with?
I would say, it ranges depending on how many volunteers we have, but I would say at least 10 is what we've done in the past several years.
Okay, and it's a March 17th deadline in order to nominate somebody.
Correct.
And then you guys will get together and decide who's who. And it's dogooddays.com. You also have a link on your website, correct?
Yeah.
And
we
on the Whistler
too.
Website? Okay, and I'm just wondering, the last couple of years, have you come across a nonprofit that maybe you weren't aware of? It brings more awareness to you guys, and they do really cool work. They need their hallways painted or something.
Yeah, we just went to their wildlife refuge last year, and to be able to see the birds and all the things that they were doing, had never been there.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it's very interesting.
Up here in Back Creek area.
That's right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's a cool place.
It is
in a little house. And the first time I walked in there was this screech owl sitting on with these big bug eyes looking at me. But it's neat. And they don't, again, like a lot of nonprofits, they really kind of scrape by.
Absolutely.
So that type of stuff really makes a difference.
Absolutely.
Good morning. It is 8:50. We are talking about Do Good Days with Whistler Plumbing and Air and also the Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs. We have Alexander Crutchfield, VP of the Rail Yard Dogs, and James Whistler, President of Whistler Plumbing and Air. Alexander, we touched on it a few minutes ago. Tell us about the dogs players getting involved. I know they love getting involved. And about the front office staff and what you guys do during Do Good Days.
Yeah, thanks, Joey. So both our players and our front office staff, along with Whistler staff and members of Wheeler Broadcasting staff, we all get out in the community. It's a nice way for us to all come together and do something good. It does kind of serve as a team building activity a lot of times as well. And we've always been passionate about the community. And so this is just kind of a continuation packed into 2 days of a lot of good to do that.
And dogooddays.com again if they want to, and by the 17th.
By the 17th, the form will be open till then, and then we'll have about a week to select and schedule the events and the good deeds that we're going to be performing on the 25th and 26th.
And is there room on the form for people to put a little description in to kind of sell what they want to, who they want to nominate?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll ask them who's the best contact person and what good can we do, what activities. We do ask that they provide all the materials as well. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just wondering what kind of feedback have you guys gotten from the people that you've helped over the last couple of years?
The organizations that we've helped in the past always reapply. So we like to think that we've gone in, we've done good, and they would really like to see us come back. We're trying to help as many organizations as possible, so I don't know that we've had a ton of repeat organizations. Mm-hmm. But we're definitely making an impact for them.
And when you see some of these nominations come in, it makes you realize how many organizations are out there doing good work.
Yeah, there's so many smaller organizations that have just very small resources. And, that's the takeaway that I have every year whenever we've done this is just we go out just moving some boxes around. I remember several years ago we was over at TAP in downtown and, just moving some boxes from the downstairs to the upstairs made a huge difference to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they just needed an extra hand. And there was only one person there doing the work of that nonprofit. So we was there for 3 or 4 hours, and I think it probably lasted for months of the impact that we had on that organization.
Wow, we're talking with James Whistler, Whistler Plumbing and Air, and Alexander Crutchfield from the Dogs. I'm just wondering, what do you think when you're all done with these Do Good Days, what do your organizations get out of this? We'll start with you. What do the Dogs get out of doing something like this?
Well, so as everybody knows, our players are not from this community, but this really kind of engulfs them in that, and you come away feeling refreshed and accomplished from it.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I can recall a recent situation to where one of our team members went out and they decided that they wanted to continue being involved with that nonprofit organization. So,
oh, wow.
I think it does make an impact on their lives as well.
Okay, so I don't know if you want to name names, but have there been a few places that have been kind of favorites that you've been to?
Everybody likes to walk dogs, so we'll always help the SPCAs, the local SPCAs. But one year, like James was talking about, some of these organizations are so small and truly don't have the staff to do this. One organization, we went in and we ripped out garden beds, and there was one guy slated to do this from their organization. Well, we took 12 in, and we got it done in 4 hours. I mean, that would have taken him days or weeks to accomplish.
Huh. So when some of the players go out, do people recognize them?
Now they do, yeah.
Now they do, okay, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's they get cool. dirty, too. We give them work gloves.
Yeah. I think it's kind of, I don't want to say humbling for the players, but it sort of really gets them ingrained a little bit about what's going on here in Roanoke, makes them feel more part of the community.
Absolutely, yeah. That's and, you know, they're able-bodied and they're willing to work and put in the effort.
Hmm. Same.
I would say that anything with animals, anything with kids, but, you know, I definitely don't want to only have those things. There's
right.
many more. We would love to get someone who hasn't been nominated in the past, you know, to, you know, and we hope to make this bigger this year than we have in the past as well. So please nominate as many as you possibly can.
Can somebody nominate their own organization?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So they can put a pitch in for their own organization.
Sure can.
I thought of a good, dogs walking dogs, you know, dogs walking dogs. That would be good,
That's
huh?
That's good. I like that, Gene.
You write that? So again, tell people where they can go to find this information. DoGoodDays.com.
DoGoodDays.com. The form is right there. It's not a very complicated website. Just click on that form at the bottom of the page and fill out the form, and that's going to come right to us, and we'll have that in line for us.
And when do you think you'll make a decision? Sometime after the 17th, March 25th and 26th are the days you're going to be out there.
Right. So we have about a week to make those selections, and our teams will be working together. And what we're looking for there is, you know, just efficiency. You know, we want to serve as many as possible. So we're looking at the locations of where they're at. It can be both in Franklin County's and Roanoke County's area. And so we're just looking, you know, we don't want to have people driving around a whole lot and not actually doing good deeds, you know,
sure.
with a nonprofit. So that's the things that we're looking at is the amount of staff that we have to volunteer and then the location that they're at. And we try to schedule those things to get the biggest impact.
And we should say Whistler's is based in Rocky Mount.
Yes, we have a Roanoke location as well, so we serve both Roanoke counties and Franklin counties.
Okay, well, you looking forward to this?
We always look forward to this. You know, we're getting kind of towards the end of our season, and this is always kind of a nice event that we look forward to with Whistler and Wheeler.
All right, DoGoodDays.com. Can I ask you a quick question about the dogs? Not the players themselves, but just, you know, and maybe part of this is getting out to do things like Do Good Days and all that where you're in the community, but just talk about the crowds at the dogs games. A number of crowds over 7,000, 7,500 on Saturday night. The crowd was lit. Of course, they won 12-3 on Friday. Joey probably lost his voice announcing all those goals. But just talk about the atmosphere this year. It seems to have reached another level, Alexandra.
Sure. This is our 8th season in the Valley. But as you may know, we won the championship last year.
I've heard about it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we've seen an incredible amount of support. Our season tickets are up. Our sponsorships are up. Our, you know, individual ticket sales are up. And you're right, Saturday night was rocking. We've had 3 crowds over 7,000 this year. And we're really proud to bring that to the community. And, you know, we couldn't do it without them.
Right. And it seems like the fans are getting more knowledgeable to me, some of them anyway, about, you know, little things, little stick checks, things like that. And it's just, you know, it seems like it's really become a hockey town.
Yeah, absolutely. We're certainly feeling the support. And, you know, we've had so many people that have supported us since day one. And to your point, they may have a little more hockey knowledge than they did back in 2016.
And just before we wrap up, James, just make a last pitch for Do Good Days and why people should, you know, be involved enough to kind of nominate, you know, a worthy nonprofit.
Absolutely. So, you know, this might be the only chance that a nonprofit has to get a little help from, you know, even a trades organization and a partnership like this year. So let's take the opportunity to get some good deeds done on the 25th and 26th.
I'm wondering, I'm sure this is not the reason you're doing it, but even for recruiting people to work for Whistler, when they hear about something like this, if that's, you know, if they have that kind of a spirit, do you think it helps maybe in some cases?
Every team member that comes to Whistler is part of our family, the Whistler family. And they, you know, part of what our family does and what our organization stands for is, you know, doing good in the community, giving back. And, you know, I think that definitely impacts those team members' lives.
All right. Do Good Days, March 25th and 26th. And you can nominate a nonprofit, a worthy nonprofit that could use a little bit of help by March 17th. Go to DoGoodDays.com. You can also go to the Whistler or Rail Yard Dog site. Alexandra Crutchfield from the Dogs and James Whistler from Whistler Plumbing and Air. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Gene.
Thanks for having us.